having gone back home for Christmas for 3 weeks, I found that this was the only class that I could actually like try to keep up with because of the Campus Online, that I was able to continue the readings, and as soon as stuff was uploaded, I was able to actually look through everything. So that just in addition to the Campus Online stuff, it really helped. As far as the EduPad, I probably sound like a broken record, but you weren't in the room for this. We didn't use EduPad initially. We met together and found that it was much more beneficial to chat about everything, but we did upload it as a Word document, then copy and paste it to EduPad, and as far as the editing process went, EduPad was very beneficial.
Already told them that you actually provided this for us.
I would also agree the Campus Online thing and the material was good to access. I think with EduPad, I would like to use the approach given by someone, upload the whole thing that we've done, and then comment on that. We tried to do that via email, and I think this was not as good. So the other form, I think, would be very good, and also for someone like me who had to ask for Marco's help quite a lot, might be able to work that way.
Another question is, we talked about the fact that some of the people didn't really participate and then eventually didn't come and that kind of thing. Do you think that would have been helped if you'd felt that there was somebody personally responsible for your group? Because I think like the monitoring thing strikes me as something that we could work on, like a bit more involved in individual groups, like that everybody knows they have a contact person for their texts. Like maybe there's some comments about that.
I think that just meeting on one Friday and kind of meeting your group wasn't enough. If it felt strange to work with them, kind of. I don't know how to explain it, but I think it wasn't that close of a group yet, and then not seeing each other for such a long time, I think it made it easier for people to drop out because they didn't feel as involved as you would in a normal class.
But I don't think that that needs someone who's supervising the group, but just perhaps one more meeting beforehand, like before the weekend session, basically.
If we were to have yet another meeting, when would you, as teachers, want to have that? Because I figured that if we did one like right before the Christmas break, around halftime, that probably wasn't the best time for you. And then Linus mentioned yesterday that maybe the seminar as such would work better in the summer when there's when work at school is not as dense.
I must also point out that the amount of work you have to put in is nothing, or is far more than you usually would for a normal teacher workshop. So I think this might also be a reason why a lot of people dropped out after realizing what this meant. I think it would be easier if you knew beforehand what you're letting yourself in for, and then you can say whether you participate or not, and then, yeah, you just have to make it fit in with your schedule.
Actually, I kind of required your help via email from Mr. Hofbrook, because I always feel if I don't have someone that I can contact to clear up things that I have at the moment. And you gave me another text that I found so helpful that wasn't on the curriculum and whatever. And that really helped me a lot. And therefore, I would appreciate it if someone were just there and I knew I can contact them as soon as I have a problem and just ask them stuff that's related to the text.
Maybe a stupid question, but why didn't you ask me?
I felt
a bit stupid because
that she's to the point, and I didn't, you know, I just.
Well, because that was the only mail I got asking for help in any way, and that said, would you ask Vicky Taffaner sort of to help me? And I thought, okay.
I don't think that we. That it would be helpful to have further sessions because I think of the seven people who dropped out were six teachers, and they don't feel the obligation to stay there. And so it's not helpful if you say that somebody has to supervise the group. All the same, they would have dropped out. In my yes, definitely. Yeah.
It's not about supervising. We had the problem yesterday that some of the texts seem not to have been understood as thoroughly as it would have been beneficial. So for that, just having an expert, knowing that somebody read these texts before we read them, and who has a much broader knowledge of on the material, that might have been helpful, not in a way as we supervise students, but
yeah,
knowing
I don't
there's
mean this terribly thing, but somebody
right,
you can contact or
right,
that goes over the final.
So I thought that might have been helpful because then we wouldn't have had the disappointment we had yesterday. So we could have been stopped posting our summaries, and then we had a discussion going on things that were actually not in the texts. So that's why I think it would be helpful to have an expert assigned to each group.
We're slipping into the problem thing, all the things that went wrong. I wanted more that I know that I didn't catch up with the monitoring, even the summaries as they came in, and we probably should have had a sort of clearing station before we posted anything. That did not work, and I underestimated the amount of time that would have been necessary for this. But I wanted to even on the content level, you know, what are you going to do with this? This is what's important for me, both students and teachers.